from San Francisco, California, with your host, Ben Kaspic. This is Locked On Giants Baseball. Welcome back to Locked On Giants Baseball, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. My name is Ben Kaspic, and I'm thrilled to be with you again today. On this show, we provide daily episodes Monday through Friday, approximately 15 minutes in length, talking about the San Francisco Giants in a way that's data-driven and rational, but also insightful and easily digestible, easy for everyone to understand. Coming up on today's show, I want to talk more about the Giants' managerial search. We have several new pieces of information from around the league and related specifically to the Giants as well. So the first bit of news to discuss here is that several hires were made in the last couple of days. The Cubs will hire David Ross, a former catcher for them and the Red Sox and currently an ESPN analyst, and he's also been a special advisor to Theo Epstein in the Cubs baseball operations department as well. So the reason that David Ross's hiring is significant is because Astros bench coach Joe Espada was reportedly a finalist along with Ross to get that job, and Espada is also a target of the San Francisco Giants. And in fact, it was reported over the last couple of days that Espada had a phone interview with the Giants at some point earlier this week, and that today Espada is flying to San Francisco to have an in-person interview. So just a few days ago, I ran through the 8 known candidates who have interviewed or will interview. Espada was one of them, and in fact, he was number one on my list of picking a manager based on not having nearly enough information. That being said, I obviously like Espada, and I think the Cubs were the Giants' greatest competition for him if the Giants do, in fact, want to hire Joe Espada. So in other news, the Padres selected their new manager as well, going with Jace Tingler. He's worked multiple different roles, so I think that's a very intriguing hire for the Padres. He's also fluent in Spanish. It was also announced that the Phillies are going to hire Joe Girardi to be their next manager. So noteworthy there, Dusty Baker was under consideration, and he currently serves as a special advisor to the Giants. So presumably, he'll be back in that role, I would imagine, with the Giants, and he's not going to manage the Phillies. So anyway, that doesn't leave very many remaining openings. We have the Royals, the Pirates, the Mets, and the Giants. And Grant Brisby wrote an interesting piece for The Athletic that is highly recommended, talking about people need to not freak out about the fact that the Giants haven't hired a manager yet. And he basically echoed my entire feeling on this subject, which is that there's not a lot of overlap between the candidates. And I think the Cubs were the biggest threat to the Giants remaining in terms of potentially some overlap with candidates. They also interviewed Will Venable, who the Giants have interviewed, and Gabe Kapler as well. So those two teams, the Cubs and the Giants, did have some overlap, but the Cubs went with a completely in-house candidate in David Ross, someone who wasn't really under consideration for any other team. So the Giants essentially have this thing down to whoever they want. Because of the remaining openings, the Giants are clearly, in my opinion, the most desirable destination for a potential manager. The Mets have some talent on that roster, there's no doubt about it, and they've got some smart people working in the front office alongside GM Brody Van Wagenen. But that being said, there's just a lot of pressure that has come along with that job, and then, you know, there's just always been some issues with ownership and the front office being on the same page. Suffice it to say, the Mets just have a reputation as being a little bit of a tough place to work. And then we have the Pirates, and that's not a very, very desirable destination, in my opinion, for potential managers, simply because ownership there has not really expressed a willingness to spend any kind of money. And so right now, the Pirates are having difficulty being competitive. They've also had a lot of in-house issues with some very serious criminal charges against some of their players. A lot of infighting occurred last year. So that whole scene is a little bit of a mess at this point in time. And then, of course, there's the Royals, who are very much a non-competitive team right now, and there's really no indication that they figure to get significantly better in the near future. They're also undergoing a change of ownership, and so they've really only interviewed one candidate at this point. And Mike Matheny, a very old-school type of manager, is considered the front runner for the job. So basically, the Giants have their pick at this point. There was some competition for Kapler and Venable and Espada with the Cubs, but now that is gone. So coming up in the second half of the show, I want to talk more about this Grant Brisby piece in The Athletic, breaking down this managerial search for the Giants and kind of the points, and there are many, that echo my feeling on the subject as well. So that's all coming up next, but first, everybody loves a night out, whether it's seeing your favorite team or seeing your favorite band in person. I want to talk about the Vivid Seats Rewards loyalty program, where you can attend these shows and events and earn credit towards attending your next live event through Vivid Seats. Vivid Seats is the top source for all the live events you want to go to. You can sort by price, section, row, sit exactly where you want to sit, all through the Vivid Seats app. And what makes them really stand out here is their Vivid Seats loyalty program, which allows you to earn credit back through something called Vivid Seats Rewards. You can download the Vivid Seats app at the App Store or Google Play Store, and you'll be automatically enrolled in the Vivid Seats Rewards loyalty program. Every purchase is backed by a 100% buyer guarantee. You can attend the biggest concerts, the hottest games, postseason games, theater shows, and more. Download the app, automatically join the Vivid Seats Rewards loyalty program today, and make a memory that lasts a lifetime, and let the Vivid Seats app help you get to your favorite live event. If you enter special promo code POSTSEASON at checkout, you can earn a discount of up to $100. We talk about baseball performance all the time on this show, but what about performance in the bedroom? That's right. BlueChew.com. That's blue like the color blue. BlueChew is the first chewable with the same active FDA-approved ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know that they work. They can be taken anytime, day or night, even on a full stomach. And since they're chewable, they work up to twice as fast as a pill, so you can be ready whenever the opportunity arises. Yes, I actually know someone who has tried this product and they have extremely positive things to report about its effectiveness. The best part about Blue Chew is that it's prescribed online and shipped straight to your door in a discreet package. So there's no more visit to the doctor's office, waiting at the pharmacy, and best of all, no more awkwardness around this topic. Blue Chew is made in the United States and prepares and shipped direct, so it's cheaper than a pharmacy. Right now, we've got a special deal for our listeners. Visit www.bluechew.com and get your first shipment free when you use special promo code MLB. Just pay $5 for shipping. That's it. Again, that's BlueChew.com, promo code MLB, and try it. It's free. Blue Chew is the better, cheaper, faster choice, and we thank them for sponsoring this podcast. Okay, as promised here in the second half of the show, just want to continue talking about the Giants managerial search and why I don't think anybody should be worried about the process. And I'm not sure anyone really is worried about the process. The interesting thing is that you see it, and this is probably, and I'm guessing here, but maybe what prompted Grant Brisby to write this piece is that you see, and if you're reading like comments on Twitter or on online articles, you see people who are not understanding or supportive of the fact that the process has gone on this long. And I would really argue that it hasn't gone on that long already. And Brisby points out that Bochy wasn't hired until October 27th, 2006. And before that, Felipe Alou wasn't hired until November 13th, 2002. So it's not that unusual for this to go into late October or even the middle of November. And to me, the fact that the Giants are taking their time is actually a good thing. They're not, this is a big decision and you don't want to be rushing through it. There's really no reason at all that you need to have a manager in place by the end of October. Technically, you don't really need the manager until you start playing games again and having spring training. Obviously, that would be long, but I don't understand the perspective that you would hope and want that they would have someone in place by the end of October at the latest. I think the main priority should be getting the person you want and the person you think is going to be the absolute best person for the job, however long that takes. And this whole process reminds me of last year's search for a new president of baseball operations. And I'm sure it reminds Farhan Zaidi of the process as well, because he was the one going through it as a candidate. The Giants were searching for a new president of baseball operations, and we didn't hear a lot of information about what was going on, and it dragged on through the World Series and after the World Series, and it turned out it was because they had their eye set on Farhan Zaidi, who was quite busy with a little thing known as the World Series. So that is exactly what's happening right now with at least one candidate we know the Giants are interested in, with Joe Espada. So today is an off day in the World Series, and that's why he's been able to fly out to San Francisco, reportedly, and he very well could be interviewing with the Giants as we speak, as you're listening to this. So once the World Series is over, I would expect this process to really speed up and probably be concluded by the middle part of November. That would just be an expectation. It could be much sooner, and it possibly could go on a little longer, and I just don't think anybody has anything legitimate to worry about. Some people look at this process and think that Farhan Zaidi is being indecisive and ambiguous in this search, but to me, that's just a total miscalculation of what's really going on. He's outlined that this would be how it would go from the very beginning. And if there's anything that does not characterize Farhan Zaidi, it would be unprepared and unmethodical. He has said this will be a true process, there's no favorite, and they want a diverse candidate pool, and that's exactly what it has been. So anyone who is accusing them of being lost in this process doesn't really understand how they planned to operate here all along. And I think that's for the best. You shouldn't go into a process like this knowing who you want to be the manager. You should be open-minded. And in fact, Farhan Zaidi has talked about the Dodgers process of coming to Dave Roberts as the manager of the Dodgers, and that he was not someone they expected to hire or a quote-unquote favorite at the beginning of the process. In fact, that was Gabe Kapler, who most people in the industry thought would be the one to get the job because he was currently working in a high-level role in the Dodgers front office. However, their true process uncovered that they thought Dave Roberts was the man for the job, and that's exactly how they're going to approach this search as well. So Brisby points out that Hensley Mullins, Ron Wotus, and Matt Quatraro have not been linked to any other teams, but they have been linked to the Giants. I do think that's telling, and Giants fans may need a reality check, that nobody else is interested in Mullins and Wotus, as far as we know. And so to act as if those guys are the front runners, I don't necessarily think is the case, although other teams' interest doesn't necessarily mean anything at this point either. Brisby also adds that Espada and Kotze have been linked to the Pirates and the Cubs, but now the Giants' only competition for them is the Pirates. And then Pedro Grifol, who the Giants have interviewed, currently works for the Royals and has been linked to their opening as well. So really, I just agree 100% that the Giants at this point, with the Cubs making the decision they made, the Giants pretty much have their choice of whoever they want to hire because they're the best job in town. And last point, some people commented on this article that the Giants' job is undesirable and that they're 5 years away from being competitive. I just think that's utter nonsense. They already showed in 2019 an ability to be more competitive. I think the team was just a few pieces short of kind of being semi-competitive and flirting with 500. So I would say in 2020, they should potentially be even a little better. And then you start looking at, can they start to get competitive in 2021 and 2022? More like a 2 to 3 year timetable as opposed to 5 at this point. To start being competitive. And the industry knows, and people who really know the game understand, that Farhan Zaidi is an excellent person to be leading this operation. The Bay Area is fantastic and people want to be here. The fans are great. The ballpark is great. The Giants are willing to spend. It's pretty much the perfect organization to work for, and they're on their way up at this point in time. Yes, it's not like you're going to immediately be a World Series contender, but they're heading in that direction. And so anyone in the industry understands this, and the Giants' job is certainly a desirable one. And you can't necessarily say that about the remaining openings. So anyway, Espada is interviewing today. We'll continue to provide updates as they become available. I think the end of the World Series will expedite things because there will be nothing holding the Giants back anymore. We'll also continue to look out for the GM search and any updates about the reconfiguration of where the bullpens are going to be at Oracle Park. I expect that news and GM news to happen at some point in the next few weeks. Remember, to get this show every single weekday, you need to hit that subscribe button if you haven't done so already. On this show, we provide daily episodes Monday through Friday, approximately 15 minutes in length, talking about the San Francisco Giants in a way that's data-driven and rational, but also insightful and easily digestible, easy for everyone to understand. Once again, my name is Ben Caspick. You can follow me on Twitter at Ben Caspick. I actually changed my Twitter handle from at @Cove_cast to at Ben Caspick. So please follow me there. If you like this show, please consider rating it, leaving a review, and telling your friends and family to check us out. I cannot wait to be with you again tomorrow, and until then, we'll see you next time.